Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
As you know, tonight is the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. When this type of major event happens, it's a huge honour for a nation and for the host city. It's always a busy and intense time for the mayor of the city that hosts the Commonwealth Games, and it certainly is for the mayor of the Gold Coast today. What you may not know is that this is an extra special occasion for the mayor of the Gold Coast, Tom Tait. As you're seeing images of royalty, of prime ministers and premiers, you'll also see the image today of the Gold Coast mayor, Tom Tait. And it's such a significant day. Not only a significant day, but a significant week. Tom Tait has used the occasion at the start of the Commonwealth Games to make a particular declaration. On Easter Sunday, the Gold Coast mayor was baptised in a public ceremony at Evandale Lake on the Gold Coast. 200 people turned out, including the media, for what the mayor wanted to say was a ceremony that symbolised a baptism of the city. Our immense privilege today to welcome the Gold Coast Mayor, Tom Tait. Hello, Tom. Welcome along to 2020.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here to share some of the further thoughts.
Tom, it is one of the busiest days of your year, and we are very privileged to have you take some time to talk to our listeners today. You're going to be rubbing shoulders with royalty through the day.
Yes, we've got a private cocktail function with His Royal Highness Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla, and of course the Governor General will be there. The Governor of Queensland will also be there, and the Premier and humbling me will be hanging around there as well.
And of course, on the Gold Coast today, the opening ceremony tonight, weather could be a little bit iffy with a cyclone in the north. What are your concerns about the weather for the opening ceremony?
Well, my thoughts are this, you know, you work out all the things that's under your control, make sure that that's all right and that everyone turns up and the volunteers are there and all the timing is correct. Anything that's beyond your control, like the weather, you kneel down and pray about it and it'll be right.
I think a few prayers required from Australians listening into our conversation, no matter what state or territory you're in. Is the Gold Coast ready for the games, Tom?
We are. We are absolutely walking with springs in our step, pride on our chest and smiles on our faces and so many smiles because we've been warming up the last week with the Queen's Baton Relay going right through our city. Thousands upon thousands of people have had the privilege of grabbing the Queen's Baton Relay, which has the Queen's friendly Commonwealth spirit message in there, which will be read out tonight.
Tom, let me ask you about your baptism on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. You were wearing thongs, a blue and grey T-shirt and shorts, and you walked down into the waters at Evandale Lake. Can you describe what happened for us as you were being baptised?
Well, there was a lot of prayer and good wishes there, but, you know, as you close your eyes and to be baptised, and you put your mind back in the days where John baptized our Lord Jesus, and as you rise up, the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit upon him. I was imagining that and basically putting my thoughts and mine into the Lord's hands, and it was quite moving and very humbling, and I'd recommend it to any Christians out there, whether you've been baptized a bit before. Full immersion, it invokes very deep feelings indeed. So, and to do it on Resurrection Sunday before the games was another symbolic message that to let the rest of Australia know that City of the Gold Coast is led by a person who's of Christian belief, and that the city is awakening, and that the city will be spirit-filled.
Tom, it's fair to say that you're a relatively new Christian believer. Take us back to last year, because you had your own cancer scare and your wife had a major heart attack at Changi Airport in Singapore, and you felt that as you called out to God, he answered your prayer?
Yeah, well, first up was 23rd of June, 7:30 Singapore time, and where I thought Ruth had a trip, but was a cardiac arrest. We worked on her for 25 minutes, and she didn't have a pulse, and then after that, it was 3 days in a coma, and of course, there's a lot of prayer for that. I recall sitting there 3 a.m. in the morning, the first night, they said to me that, when someone is gone for 25 minutes, the chance of recovering, like 50% will come through it. And I said, yes. And he goes, well, the rest of the other 50%, the other 50% basically may pass away within 2 weeks. And then I said, but I have to add to you that we did the brain scan. It's not whether she'll have brain damage; it's the extent of the brain damage. And I just went, I'll take that. And of course, I let all my Christian community know on the Gold Coast. And end of it all, her memories are restored. And but she denies remembering me. Washing and cleaning for 35 years at home, which I didn't like to joke about her. But, yeah. That's the part of the memory you lost, but she never had it. But apart from that, she is fully restored and fully blessed. So what I did there was that I went, well, gee, she was fit. I might as well go and get a full checkup. I didn't have any symptom or anything. I thought I was fit myself. And with a checkup right through and thorough, and they found bowel cancer. And after a few operations and complications, and literally it was touch and go at one stage. But I was calm as anything because as far as I'm concerned, the Lord had my hand, and just calm through it. Yep. And when I came through, yeah, you can say calm, but. Very painful, that sort of operation, and through the recovery, I'm fully restored myself. So, when you reflect on that, well, the Lord's had his hand on both of us, and obviously he hasn't, he's still got a few more things that he'd like me to walk along with him here, and that's what we're doing, and we're so blessed. And so one of the things I'll be doing is standing up at the open ceremony with Israel.
Well, we almost lost both of you, and having come so close to losing your wife, and of course going through your own health challenge, you began to appreciate your own mortality. And when we get to those points where we have a crisis in our life, we can choose to go the same way that we've always gone, but you heard from God in a certain way, and he's picked you up, and he's given you this extra opportunity. And so when we talk about mortality, how do you discuss this gift that you've been given, this extra chance?
Well, for me, the mortality part is what we hear is one part of the journey. I know my feeling is very well that after this journey ends, we still got the next journey as Christ died for us, and then we get to go and be with him. So that's the next part of the journey, and have zero doubt about that. And that's real, very comforting. So while I'm here, I'm not wasting any time at all. I'm going to, through medium, like media, radio, share the story, and if someone think it through, recalibrate their priorities, and I'd say get in time of troubles, look to the Lord, kneel down and start praying, and the answers will be there. It may not be the answer you're looking for, but it's been the right answer.
All honour to you for making the biggest public declaration of your faith that I think I can remember in recent memory. And when it comes to making that sort of public declaration, how have the church leaders on the Gold Coast embraced your Christian faith and your baptism?
Well, what happened there was that we planned to have the combined church service straight after the baptism, and it made it even more real when they replayed the video of the baptism, and they combined. There were denominations, I think, around 80 that came together, and over 3,500 people came for the service, and that message was loud and clear, and everyone sharing about it, and it was a very huge blessing for our city.
A huge declaration of your faith, and of course you're talking about a major church service at the beginning of the Commonwealth Games, in which 3,500 people on the Gold Coast turned out to the new amphitheatre, and they saw too your testimony of baptism. You're also encouraging people, Mayor Tom Tate, to be in prayer and to read the Bible. What's your encouragement to listeners?
Well, what it is, I'm not one of those person who, you know, I respect people who read, you know, every word and the correct pause and dwell on it. I'm more of an audio person, so what I do is I listen in the Bible when I'm and then let that take my journey in. I just finished Luke chapter 24 about resurrection and that and what's next and how the Lord came back and they didn't recognize him and he walks with them and then he disappeared. So all those imagery as an audio person, once I hear it, I retain that. So whichever mode of learning that is your strength, I'd say to you, go with it and be guided by some of the well-learned Bible study people. I download a lot of Bible study from around the world, Chuck Messler or Charles Stanley, to name a couple. But whatever sense that you can identify with, and I'd say, you know, do that. And what you get out of it when you wake up, somehow, some answers are in your head. And that's how it works for me. Or a dream comes through and going, oh, that's strange, Lord, or just that's what you mean. And that's how I move forward.
Well, Tom, I want to thank you so much, and I want to honour you as a civic leader who is setting an incredible example of going through the waters of baptism, that idea of dying to self and rising in new life, resurrection life. And on the busiest day of your year, as you're seeing images of royalty, of prime ministers, of premiers, on the day when the Commonwealth Games is to be launched on the Gold Coast, the Mayor of the City of the Gold Coast, Tom Tate, our guest. And Tom, thank you so much for taking some time to share your heart with our listeners today on 2020.
It's been an honour. Thank you.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.